The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
KCMD.
7 o'clock. This is KMED. KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford. KCMD Grants Pass. And Lauren is in Eagle Point. Lauren, it is great to have you on here. And I was hoping you'd report back after your honor flight to D.C. over the weekend. I guess you left on Thursday, right? How'd it go?
We left Thursday morning, had to be at the airport at 3 a.m., flew out of here, flew direct to Dulles in Washington, D.C., outskirts there. And then we did 2 full days of traveling. Part of this organization called Honor Flight of Oregon, their purpose is taking World War II and Korean War and Vietnam veterans to our monuments, or not monuments, memorials in Washington, D.C.
Now, if I recall correctly, you're a Korean War vet, right?
No, actually Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam.
I was in from 58 to 64, and so really the beginnings of Nam, but definitely not. But there were 4 guys there from Korea. Most of them had to be in wheelchairs. And I tell you what, Bill, it just blew me away. I tell you, I'm starting to cry thinking about it.
Oh but man,
walking that Vietnam Wall. I never realized how long it was, how many thousands of men and women lost their lives in that wall. And then of course, we went on to see the Korean memorial, which is not too far from that. And then we had to see the Marine one, since I'm a Marine. And we saw that, Iwo Jima raising of the flag.
Sure.
But those guys, the organization took such good care of us. They would not allow us to spend any money, meaning all our air flight was free. By the way, that was donated by Alaska Airlines to all 50 of us.
Very kind.
We had to be.
Very kind of Alaska. Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Ourselves as veterans, and then we had to have a guardian with us who took care of us. In other words, I had my son do that. He's 50 years old. And tell me when to watch out, Dad. Watch your stepping. Did you take your 7 o'clock pill? Don't kind of reverse roles there. But
yeah.
That was a part of the joy of it, being with him. We've never spent 4 days together. He flew back to Texas, where he lives, this morning. I took him to the airport at 4 o'clock this morning for that. But I just want to say, if any of our listeners hear of a chance or know of a chance to donate toward the Honor Flight of Oregon. And their offices are up in Grants Pass. It's an experience of a lifetime. I've never been done anything like that.
Boy, Sensi, it really moved you. Boy, it really moved you.
It did. Oh, many times. I moved to tears just thinking about and so I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. It's real though. Hey, Lauren, what about needless to say, the Vietnam War Memorial you having served there really probably was a gut punch there. What other places did you go visit that struck you with a similar kind of response?
We went to the Pentagon and saw where the memorial there is benches that were made of all the people who were killed when the plane flew into the Pentagon at 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a 3-year-old child that died, and their parents, of course. And it's a big field of metal benches, and the benches point toward the building for the ones who were on the plane, and away from the building from the ones who were in the building, the employees of the Pentagon.
Did you go to the National Cemetery too? Just curious.
Well, yes, we did. We saw the changing of the guard. And I've been there before. The others are all. I was there 40 years ago with my family. Took them all there. My son, when he was 10 years old.
I know that when I went there a few years ago, to me that was such that was an awe-inspiring. Most of the monuments in Washington D.C. are awe-inspiring. They were done really
That's
well,
right.
but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cemetery still is one that has stuck with me. But all right, I'm so glad that it worked out well for you and everyone else. And were there any World War II vets left, or have they now pretty much aged out of the system?
My understanding was that they've aged out. They're up in their hundreds. some of them 104, 105.
Yeah.
And the Korean vets, like I said, there were four of them and 17 of us from Vietnam era. So they're starting to fade out, too, even. Because, see, I'm 83, and there were some guys there that were 87, I think, had to be in the wheelchairs from the Korean War. And, yeah, I'm just so grateful that I had a chance to do that.
All right. Well, I'm honored. I'm honored to be able to share that with people this morning. Yeah. And thank you so much, Lauren. Yeah. I'm glad you had a wonderful time. Okay.
Let me throw one other thing in.
Okay.
As we walked through airports after coming off of our plane, the people were clapping and waving flags. They were warned. They were told ahead of time. We have this many veterans that. Especially non-veterans who, when they came back, they were spit on and called baby killers. I did not see Nam as a fighting situation. I was in the reserves by that time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this like and they commented such a reverse from when we came back in the 70s.
Yeah,
and that was in Seattle and in Dallas and here. In Medford yesterday afternoon at noon.
That's great. So, real American salute for you and the honor flight, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm keep listening. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that. 7 after 7.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride in ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a recent review from Mike.
I am so grateful for Siskiyou Pump and Rotary Drilling Company. This outfit gets a 10 out of 10. When they say they are going to do something, you can trust that it's going to get done to the highest standard. The drilling team knows their stuff and developed a well producing 28 gallons per minute.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump has been fined another $1,000 for violating a judge's gag order at his New York criminal trial. The judge once again threatening Mr. Trump with jail time.
The order bars him from making out-of-court public comments on witnesses, jurors, and some others. The judge found that the former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, repeatedly violated the order, and he fined Trump $9,000. The judge also warned that jail could follow if he keeps it up. The order does not stop Trump from talking about the allegations against him or commenting on the judge or the elected top prosecutor in this case, and it doesn't stop him from testifying in court if he chooses. Julie Walker, New York.
It appears Israel is preparing for a long-anticipated ground invasion of Rafah, the Israeli military ordering Palestinians to evacuate eastern reaches of the southern Gaza city. The BBC's Julian Bedford says that on Sunday, a Hamas missile attack killed several Israeli soldiers, along with several Palestinians.
The prospect for a ceasefire in Gaza had dwindled before Hamas fired 10 missiles towards the Kerem Shalom crossing. But the deadly attack has resulted in an increase in violence. Israel has again accused the Islamists of using the civilian population of Rafah as human shields. And their response, both on the site from where the missiles were launched and later strikes on Rafah, has seen several civilian deaths.
New York's Columbia University canceling large university-wide commencement ceremonies amid the ongoing anti-Israel protests. Columbia plans smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
My name is Diane Linthicum, and I'll be your freedom fighter in the state Senate. I'm proud that my husband, Senator Dennis Linthicum, stood his ground. Sure, they banned him from the ballot, but here I come. I will not compromise or trade your liberty for personal gain. If you think Democrats are running Oregon into the ground, you're right, they are. Now's the time to bring common sense, first principles, and godly wisdom back to Salem. Vote Diane Linthicum.
Paid by Linthicum for Oregon.
The following preview has been rated immature for all audiences except metal roof enthusiasts and small children. In the not-too-distant sun-baked future, in a world where leafy debris and pine needles collect on unsuspecting homeowners' roofs, where just one seemingly harmless airborne ember could cause a catastrophic fire, two unassuming technicians...
He's talking about us!
...embark on an epic journey to fabricate and install fire-resistant metal roofs on Southern Oregon buildings. Heroes will rise. Fire hazards will fall.
This is awesome.
This spring, call the Metal Roofing Division at Fontana Roofing and witness the sheer...
So what do you think?
So it's like we're superhero firefighters except without the supernatural powers, form-fitting costumes, and inherent danger?
Exactly.
Can we drive big, shiny red trucks?
Maybe in the sequel.
For an epic fire-resistant roof, call Fontana Roofing's Metal Roof Division. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
KMED and KCMD Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit MyAdvancedAir.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Today is going to be a lot like yesterday. A few showers, a breezy northwest wind, and a high of 57. We'll drop to 39 tonight. Few showers early Tuesday, then we're clearing, high of 60, nearing 70 by Wednesday.
12 after 7, Virgil writes me this morning, the email bill of BillMyerShow.com. Wow, great guest, Nicholas Searcy, Chief Deputy United States Marshal Art Mullen in Justified. Guess he didn't have to act too hard. You know, I've never watched Justified here, Virgil. Is it a good show? Maybe I'll have to do that, okay? Bob Shan writes in here, Bill, over the weekend, the Comic-Con. Anybody go to the Comic-Con? They were making a big deal about that in the media, the Comic-Con. I don't know. A lot of people in Star Wars gear. Is that it? And he brings up a drawing of Neptune versus Aquaman. He says, Comic-Con or the gods that are gone? What's the difference? Hey, you bring up a pretty good point on that one, okay? Really do. Oh, we have open phone time on just about anything you want this hour. And we don't normally do that a lot on Monday, but why not? I'll go through some of the news and various other aspects of the day. We're going to be talking a lot about some history, 8 o'clock, with Dr. Powers, but also digging into the judicial and DA races. I wanted to get Dr. Powers' version of that. Dave's over in the Iron Gate. Hey, Dave, you heard a gentleman talking about being on the honor flight, Lauren being on the honor flight. I'll get that straight.
Yeah, that really touched my heart that he got to go.
Yep, I'm glad he did, too. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, I wanted to say sometime in the near future, my brother is taking my sister-in-law to go see that wall because she lost a cousin she was close to in Vietnam. And so she's always had it on her bucket list. So they're going to be going here shortly. And I think it's wonderful that she gets to go pay homage to her cousin.
Kind of curious here. I don't know if you had an opinion about it. Do you remember when they first brought out the Vietnam War Memorial and how much criticism was made of it, that it didn't have the standard war memorial look? You remember the criticism back in the day because of stark brutalism, I think, kind of the Vietnam War Memorial, that design, right?
Yeah, well, I've never seen it, so I don't know how to comment on that, but you should honor your dead.
Oh, no, I agree. I wasn't saying that, but it seems as though those criticisms have gone away and have sort of drifted away over time. And I think that the people, I think, got the intent. Because, you know, when you hear Lauren talking about, you know, how teared up he got being at the memorial and then just seeing how long it was, all the different names
that. I've known a lot of Vietnam vets in my life. They treated me like a little brother. They treated me great, even though they had their problems. They took the time to help me with mine, and I'm very grateful to them.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way they were treated back in the 70s. They didn't deserve that.
Appreciate the call there, Dave. 16 after 7, we'll have the Hannity update coming up, and then more of your calls. It is open phones this hour. We can talk about candidates, issues, the news of the day, whatever happens to be on your mind, and I'll noodle around with some other things, including people starting to come out and talk more about vaccine damage. Almost like, what, 2 or 3 years after the fact, now a little more truth starts leaking out bit by bit. Could this be part of a trend?
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The White House puts out official transcripts whenever the president speaks. And in this folks, imagine what we can do the next 4 more years. Pause. The way they write it up in the official transcript. 4 more years. Inaudible. Now, let's play that again, because it sounds very audible to me when he says pause. You decide.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years.
What do you call that, Linda? Propaganda, misinformation, lying, all the above?
I mean, I call it lying. I think lying really sums it up well.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Hey, we have open phones now, 20 minutes after 7, 770-5633, 770-KMED. By the way, my email is bill@billmeyershow.com. By the way, we have a real estate update. Today's real estate update sponsored, a brand new sponsor, Tarp Arbor Park.
Are you looking for a community that you can call your own? One that shares your interests? One so closely knit that calling on your neighbors is just a shout away? Then look no further than Tarp Arbor Park. Tarp Arbor Park offers a beautifully landscaped and well-maintained setting in an area of prime real estate right at the edge of the Rogue River. You're never far from a dispensary, and local amenities like stores, bicycles, and unlocked cars are all within 15 minutes of where you can call home. Along with its intrinsic beauty, your membership in the Tarp Arbor Park HOA ensures your access to protective security, sanitation services, and emergency health care. Our dental plan offers extraction services so gentle that you won't even notice they're gone. Our inventory of medical supplies means that you'll never be at a loss for the things you desperately need. Best of all, your membership is absolutely free. So if you feel the need to come home to escape the everyday workaday grind, come to Tarp Arbor Park. Tarp Arbor Park. Come for the convenience. Stay because you can.
Oh, Tarp Arbor Park. It sounds like a beautiful place. Tarp Arbor Park. Okay. Okay. That's great. So the real estate update this morning here, apartment boom in Southern Oregon, over 700 new units planned for Medford in 2024. Damian Mann writes in the Rogue Valley Times over the weekend, new apartment construction in Medford on a roll, 734 units slated to be built throughout the city by the end of this year, many of them targeting middle or lower income households. And by the way, some of them they're talking about $1,200 a month now is targeting lower income. Huge amount of apartments being built right now in Medford, according to Sam Barnum, Medford Building Director. And by comparison, in 2020, we saw only $1.5 million investment in new apartments by developers. In 2021, developers invested just over $10 million. So now a lot of this, of course, was reacting to Olmeda, though. But I can't help but... we may be seeing a little bit more of this because 700 new units, more than 700 new units. Is this kind of going down the line of you will not own anything, but you will be happy? Do you think that might be part of the push here, part of the climate-friendly, equitable community? I'll be curious to see how many of these apartments go down in the climate-friendly, equitable community section of Medford. All right? All right. Another headline out of Town Hall today. President Biden to give illegal immigrants access to Obamacare. Isn't that great? Biden administration unveils plans to give out Obamacare to tens of thousands of illegals who entered the United States as part of DACA. Under the initiative, more than 100,000 illegals will be granted free health care under the Affordable Care Act. The Dreamers will be able to enroll in the program's health care system beginning next year. So that's great. Isn't it great? I'm sure. Massachusetts, meanwhile, also from Town Hall this morning, to give illegals free housing. Despite residents fleeing Massachusetts, well, maybe it's because of residents fleeing Massachusetts, the Democrat Governor Maura Healey signed a bill welcoming hundreds more of illegal immigrants into her state. Healey signed the state budget this week that includes an additional almost $500 million to house illegals. And this is involving the state's right to shelter law that requires the government to put illegal immigrants and homeless people into homes. The Democrat governor's move comes as Boston declared a state of emergency. All right. All right. Let me see. Other stories going on that I found rather interesting this morning. Men who like noisy cars are more likely to be a psychopath. This is the latest study from the University of Western Ontario. So in other words, if you like having a loud car, let's say you have a Dodge Hellcat or you have a big muscle car or something like that, you're more likely to be a psychopath. Researchers surveyed 529 participants, and they found that men were more likely to say they wanted a loud car and that they'd be willing to modify their vehicle to make it louder. Men who wanted a loud car tended to have a darker personality trait. Linked to psychopathy, being a psychopath. Do you believe that? Lead author Julie Aitken-Shermer, who I'm sure is a conservative woman, says it seems to be this callous disregard for other people's feelings and their reactions, Shermer said. That's the psychopathy coming out. And it's also they probably get a kick out of annoying or enjoying watching people get startled. Okay. So what do you think? I think that's an interesting question this morning. Do you think people that like hot, loud cars are psychopaths? Do you think there's a tendency to this study? Does this make a lot of sense? I used to like loud cars. When I was a kid, of course, maybe when you're a teenager, you're a psychopath, and then you grow out of it. I mean, we all did. I mean, when I was a kid, had a 1970 Monte Carlo. That was the first year they came out. And boy, did I paint that car ugly now that I think back to it. But the thing that you had to do was to, I mean, you had to cut off the regular muffler. You had to have a thrush muffler. The thrush muffler is what I had to have on it back then. And so it was very loud and annoying. And was I being a psychopath then at that point? Now I don't like to do that kind of stuff. Now I just have a loud, stinky diesel on the Volkswagen when I crank that up. But it's just naturally loud. Doesn't matter what muffler I put on the rattle can, that sort of thing. But anyway, louder cars, psychopaths, what do you think? 770-5633, we can talk about that. Punch Bowl News reporting this morning what Speaker Mike Johnson told the big donors behind closed doors. Speaker Johnson signaling to an audience at his high-dollar donor retreat over the weekend that he'd support kicking members off their committees if they oppose party-line procedural votes. So you know what that is? This is an attack on the Freedom Caucus, the Marjorie Taylor Greene types out there. Republicans voting against the rule has been a huge problem for Johnson and former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. With the GOP's razor-thin margin of control, Republicans can only afford a handful of defection on rule votes, which are typically passed on a partisan basis. It was once unthinkable to have a member of the majority vote against a rule, but hardline Republicans, even those serving on the Rules Committee, have made it practiced. Control of the Rules Committee is how the Speaker controls the floor. So there we go. That's the news out of D.C. Psychopathic men in loud cars. And psychopath Mike Johnson baring his fangs, saying, we're going to start kicking the Freedom Caucus off of their committees. And so we need more mushy people that will line up and get behind. Yeah, who was it that wrote me this morning? I'm going to have to find this. Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is an email I got from Ken. I'm going to read part of Ken's email. I can't read the whole thing, Ken. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. I really do. Bill, I listened to your interview with the fall off with Cliff Benz. Disappointingly sophomorish and softballish, to say the least. Come on, man. I've come to expect more of you. Oh, okay. So when I ask why certain votes happened and he explains it, unless I'm barbecuing Cliff, you're not happy. Now, I'm sorry, Ken. It's just not the way we work here. But this is a guy who claims to support Trump at the same time supporting Mike Johnson. You can't do both. And here's just a few reasons why. Mike Johnson passed a two-part omnibus with both Democrats and a majority of Republicans against it that fully funded Biden's open border, DOJ, FBI of the new building, full-term abortion, and trans agenda on kids, and refused to allow us to make amendments and give us only one day to read the over 1,000-page bill. Hey, you can go there. You can go there all you want here. Mike, they don't have a governing majority. Did you actually listen to my talk with Rick Manning on Friday on why we get what we get out of this one? There is no governing majority. There is no unity within the Republican Party. The Republican Party is not a conservative party, largely. The conservatives in the party are normally the ones that are, they're talking about kicking them off the committee. And so you're not going to get anything in there unless it's going to pass the Senate. If it won't pass the Senate, it's not going to make it in the bill. What controls the Senate? Democrats, and Democrats like Mitt Romney, who happen to have a Republican next to his name. So I don't know how you square that circle. I wish I could. I wish I could change reality in Washington, D.C. But they're not unified. They don't have a unifying governing principle, and they don't have the numbers. It's a math problem. And it's a math problem. And, essentially what happens is that both sides get more of this so you can get some of that. That's where we are right now. I wish it weren't the case here, Ken. I really do. But Yes, I know. And people will say, I'm going to vote against Cliff Benz and this and that and the other. And yeah, you'll get somebody else who will eventually get sucked into the Borg, too. I could be wrong about that, but it does seem to be the way things work right now. There you go.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
How can you avoid the stress and headaches of selling your home in today's market? Hey, it's Lars, and let me tell you, the only agent in Medford that can save you from all that stress is Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Don't let the negative media reports about interest rates stop you. Get the facts from a professional. Jared has years of experience and in-depth knowledge of the market right here in Medford. Jared has the right strategic options for you. And in this market, when he puts his marketing to work for you, that strategy helps attract the right kind of buyers at the right time who are willing to pay top dollar. Jared even guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or Jared buys the home instead. Real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I both recommend only Jared Hokanson in Medford and in Southern Oregon. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. Or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and tell Jared Lars sent you.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
For all the criticism of Congress, if there was one law which ended up passing out of there, it was amazingly supported. I think it was on Friday that this ended up happening. It was the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which, of course, is in reaction to all of the students out there protesting the Israel situation, the Hamas war, etc., and more or less going after Israel. And we haven't talked much about this, and I think we're going to have to talk more about this because Congress has decided now this will not, I doubt this will end up passing the Senate. This could be an example in which nobody read it and it sounds good. Who wants to be a Congress critter? And yeah, Cliff Benz voted for it. Who wants to be a Congress critter that voted against the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act? It's kind of like, you know, if someone puts up something called the Patriot Act, and boy, you don't want to be on the wrong side of voting for something called the Patriot Act, because if it's the Patriot Act, it must be good. And if it's the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, well, that must be good, too. And then when you actually read the bill, you find out that it would actually make it illegal to criticize Israel. Criticizing anything Israel does would then be considered anti-Semitism, and this on campus. I was reading reporting about this from Reason magazine. And, you know, you actually read the language of the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. You know, and this is, of course, going down the hate speech thing. I actually can't believe that anybody in Congress voted for this. I really can't. But maybe I should, because the same Congress that claims to be respectful of your rights voted for the Patriot Act, which was anything but patriotic to do. So maybe this is all you have to do to get bad bills passed, is just put a good name on it that you can't vote against. And then this is where we go. Critics of the campus, I'm going to share a little bit of this Reason Magazine article. I'm a subscriber, by the way. It's my dog in the fight, okay? Critics of the campus left should not lose sight of a much greater threat, which is that campus authority figures, members of law enforcement, and even national legislators will act in a manner that gravely threatens the free speech rights of everyone. Indeed, in response to the protests, identity-obsessed busybodies are already working overtime to discourage protests on the grounds that offensive speech is a threat to the safety of Jewish students. These are not new arguments. For years, university bureaucrats have subtly chipped away at their institutions' stated protections for free speech by invoking safety concerns that are dubious. You might remember the concept of the safe space, a very real notion frequently invoked by progressive student activists. But anyway, the language of the anti-Semitism awareness thing is anti-American as far as I'm concerned. And the concept that, you know, under this is essentially is a hate speech law, is a hate speech law. And I'm not a fan of anti-Semitism, and I imagine you aren't either. But, you know, to be told that you can't criticize the action of a foreign government because they're one of our allies. What a horrendous thing to try to put on the people. And that doesn't speak well to the civil liberties of this. And in fact, when it comes right down to it, hate speech is an American right. I'm just going to say it right now. You don't have free speech unless you have the right to engage in what the left calls hate speech. And so now we have this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act here that essentially criminalizing anti-Israel hate speech. In other words, you criticize Israel, you're obviously an anti-Semite, instead of maybe you're just criticizing Israel. I don't see there anybody rushing to vote on the Anti-White Hate Speech Act, which is about 90% of what comes out on the college campuses these days, and is probably pretty serious there too. Well, we can't have that because white deserves to be hated, I guess, apparently, but Israel does not. Yeah, I'm a little irritated as Congress goes out there and picks and chooses its favorite sock puppets to draw a little fence around. And not that I'm anti-Israel, but the whole idea is that if you are a free person, shouldn't you be able to criticize Israel or Great Britain or Saudi Arabia or, dare I say, the United States of America? So, you know, yeah, okay, so you can criticize the United States of America, but you can't criticize Israel? Really? I'll get that, folks. All right, we go to, I think it's Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning? That's one of those stories that really got me going. But who's this? I think it's this Tom,
well,
right?
You got him. I'm calling to talk about the cure for liberalism. But first, I want to address what you were just speaking about. You know, the second administration of this country, they passed the Alien Sedition Act. Mm-hmm. It was determined by that legislation that it was malicious to criticize the government. And so that was an attack on free speech. And, of course, the government was going to be the arbiter of what is malicious. And now we have all these war against free speech is happening all over the place. You've certainly seen a lot of suppression with the COVID information and what's going on in Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, do you know, by the way, the modern version of the Sedition Act, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act was passed 320-91. Did you know that? So it was huge.
Well,
mostly all the Republicans and most of the Democrats ended up passing as too.
Which brings me up with my topic, which was the cure for liberalism. Now, that's such a misplaced label, progressivism, liberalism, so forth. But the socialists, liberals, Democrats of the time, 1917, voted to install communism in Russia. And they kind of did the same thing. The socialists of Germany voted for Hitler and so forth. Mm-hmm. And now we have acts like the Patriot Act and this latest act you're just discussing. So the cure for liberalism is something called – it's a very new thing. It's probably nobody's ever heard about it. It's called reality. And the trouble with reality finally bringing liberals – progressives to the right conclusion is reality, and you know you have a lot of dead bodies and what have you and so forth. But the trouble with it, you know, the trouble with this educational curve is a lot of people die before people wake up.
So, well, that's what I'm concerned about when you take it down this road. By the way, I wanted to further explain a bit about what the Anti-Semitism Act, Awareness Act, did. This is House Bill, once again, 6090, all right, or H.R.
And Vince voted for it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, almost everyone voted for it, okay?
Yeah.
This bill gives the Education Department, which also shouldn't exist, by the way. Remember all the years Republicans promised to get rid of the Education Department? But anyway, the bill says that the Education Department can take action against educational institutions. That could be everything from your colleges to your government schools, other government schools, even our local schools, really, that do not sufficiently combat anti-Semitic speech on campus. Now, okay, you're thinking, well, that's good. We need to stop people from anti-Semitic speech. People will think that's good. Here's the deal. It defines anti-Semitism incredibly broadly. And Congressman Thomas Massey, the Republican from Kentucky, who voted against this bill, he pointed this out. In fact, he pointed out on X that political statements about Israel could be punished if the bill became law. All right. And this is what Massey had to say. To find the legally adopted definition of anti-Semitism, one must go to the website below. And it's the HolocaustRemembrance.com group. OK, not only is the definition listed there, but it also finds specific examples of anti-Semitic speech. Are those examples made part of the law as well? Should people in America be prosecuted for saying these things in all contexts? I think not. This is a poorly conceived unconstitutional bill, and I will vote no. Some of what they say would be considered unconstitutional. Let's see, accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations. To say that would be then viewed officially as anti-Semitism in the United States, Tom. And
yeah, what's coming up here is this is basically the newest version of the Sedition Act. It's exactly what it
this
is.
This is exactly it's a new version of the speech code anti-Semitism, the Anti-Semitism
it's
Awareness
an Anti-Free
Act.
Speech Act.
And, you know, everybody here, no matter how much I may dislike them out there in the world, when you're dealing with the government, what one person considers hate speech must be permitted. The entire concept of hate speech is anti-American. There is no right to be comfortable with what everybody says around you. That's just not the way it works, Tom. It's once again, going back to your reality aspect, okay? Appreciate the call. We can talk about that and more. 744.
Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for Terra Screen Systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities Terra Screen Systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue and Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the resumption of his New York criminal trial, former President Trump has been held in contempt, and he has been fined another $1,000 for violating a court-imposed gag order. Mr. Trump has also again been threatened by the judge with jail time. Following recent anti-Israel protests on campus, Columbia University's May 15th campus-wide commencement has been canceled. Columbia plans instead to hold smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next week. There will be more federal money for security at houses of worship, with some synagogues having reported threats in the recent days. And the Israeli military is urging civilians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, with people told to move to an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone near the coast. Wall Street, the Dow up 136. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. If you're wondering about the condition of your tires, stop in and we'll check your tread level and give you an honest assessment on wear and your ability to navigate in any weather conditions. And if you need new tires, Phoenix Auto Center has a great selection of top brands like General, Hercules, Cooper, Falcon, Mastercraft, BF Goodrich, and more. For the best tire prices and service, see your local family-owned Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main in Phoenix.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering your succession plan, this is for you. Join us for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join us this Thursday evening in Grants Pass at the Tap Rock Northwest Grill. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business. This Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in Grants Pass at Tap Rock Northwest Grill. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMT BSI. Don't miss out on securing your business future.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
12 before 8, 770-5633. A little bit of open phone time here. I posed a question earlier this morning that there's a study that says that men with louder cars are more likely to be psychopaths. Do you agree on this or not? Men with noisy cars are people who want to have noisy cars or psychopaths. We're more likely to have psychopathic tendencies. Or sociopathic, and you're not caring about others. I guess there's a little bit of that, but I was that way when I was a kid. I kind of grew out of it, so I guess I was a sociopath as a 17-year-old, and I grew out of that. And then I no longer had thrush mufflers putting on things, right? Betty writes me this morning and says, "Hey, Bill, guys with loud cars and oversized tires, etc., have small tools. Thank you." And she continues on that. Tell me what you really think there, Betty. And she continues, though, "I have always been an independent voter. My friend brought over her voter paperwork, her ballot, for me to look at. She just moved here from Alabama in the middle of last year, and this is the first time that she has voted here in Southwest Oregon. I understand that I can only vote on local issues during the primary, but on her paperwork, it says Donald Trump for President of the United States, and no mention of any kind about Brandon Joe Biden. So does that mean she couldn't vote for Joe if she wanted to? I really don't understand this." Well, I'll explain this, Betty, because your friend is obviously a registered Republican, and Oregon has closed Republican or has closed primaries. All right. This is closed primaries. It's just that if you want to influence who is going to be on the primary ballot or who is going to be the candidate for the fall election, which is going to be something that anybody can vote on, you know, Republican, Democrat, Constitution, whatever it is. If you're trying to choose a party's candidate, you have to be a member of that party in order to vote for it. So if your friend is a registered Republican, so she gets the ballot that has President Donald Trump on it, all right? And if your friend was a registered Democrat, Joe Biden would have been on that one. So, yes, she cannot, she couldn't vote for Joe Biden unless she, well, I suppose she could do a write-in vote on the Republican candidate if she wanted to do that. But, yeah, that's the way that works, okay? And other than that, if you are if you have a party affiliation, you get to vote for any of those parties' candidates in the primary, right? That's why, as an example, if you're, registered Republican and you live in Josephine County like you do, Betty, you could then vote in the primary for Christine Goodwin and or Noah Robinson, all right? That's it. Now, if you're not a party member, you can't say anything about that, but your friend from Alabama can, all right? Now, this means that now, in the fall, though, in the general election, when we decide whether it's the Democrat or the Republican that will most likely get Senate District 2, you get to weigh in on that. So if you want to help choose candidates to run as a party leader in the general election, you have to be a party member. So you could have registered as Republican instead of, not affiliated or independent, as the case might be, and then you could have done it. Okay? I hope that explains it. I hope it explains it okay. Now, I know that the charter change people in Joe County and also the charter change people, Jackson County for All in Jackson County, would like this to all go away. They want everything to be nonpartisan, so that way that essentially everybody piles into the primary races and everybody, no matter what their party, you have rhinos that try to pretend that they're actually more conservative than they are. They have Democrats that are just trying to hide that they're Democrats running for Josephine County Commission and or Jackson County Commission if we had that same kind of system. I think nonpartisan is bad. Nonpartisan is just yet another way to deny the ability of voters to understand what someone might be thinking. All right? All right. And in Southern Oregon, most of the people that are really calling for nonpartisan are generally either rhinos or they're Democrats, because Democrats are less popular overall on countywide votes in Southern Oregon. Okay, that's just the way it is. Now, if you're up in Multnomah County, you'd probably be begging to not say that you're a Republican up there, because nobody would like you, and they would write mean things about you. 753 at KMED, KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Hi, it's John at Wellburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Wellburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Wellburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
Voting is being tabulated for Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions. Results are coming soon. Meanwhile, go to bestofsouthernoregon.com and reserve your ad space in the 2024-25 edition of Best of Southern Oregon to be published in July. All the information is there, and flip through the current online magazine too. Thank you to all who nominated and voted in this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, and good luck to all of the 1,500 businesses who were nominated.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even work to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
7:56. Oh, Lucretia, you're starting the week off good. How are you doing today? What's on your mind? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Lucretia,
yeah,
you're on. Okay, what's up?
Well, you know, I read before, and so I just looked it back up, that Semite, actually doesn't refer to just Jews. It's also Arabs and Aramaic, families.
Oh.
So this is interesting because, you know, it's like, are we going to have war with Arab countries and we can't put them down or be concerned with all these Arabs coming over here that are
of military age coming over the border? Yeah, it's very interesting. It just comes right down to it that Congress has no business regulating our speech, period. Period,
exactly.
Lucretia. And I don't care, and there is no country that should be protected from our criticism. I should be able to criticize Israel. I should be able to criticize Saudi Arabia. And believe me, I've criticized Saudi Arabia a lot over the years. The idea that that you have people that supposedly swore an oath to support the Constitution coming out with, in essence, federalized speech codes, is something we should all be angry about and just saying no.
And you know what, Bill? You know, honestly, I'm back to the Catholic Church, and Rome still runs the world, and basically they're behind all of this, and they just use the Jews as their front. That's their
Okay, well, this is not Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Well,
you'll have to make that case then, okay? All right. All right. Now, you want to know where to get signs for no on the measures, right?
Yes.
I believe that the only people who have any of them left at this point are the Jackson County Republican women. And what I am concerned about, though, is that there's this PAC which has raised some more than $20,000 or so to fight the measures. But I don't know if there are any more signs from them. I don't know what they're doing on this right now to try to get more signs out, because the signs that we did, you know, we ended up getting that main, you know, the red ones we have were not the ones from the PAC. The ones that the PAC put out were the ones that you could barely read, you know, out there. I don't know about the design of that, but
maybe I'll get one of the other guys and then put no. Oh, my God. You don't want communism.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right. Thanks, Lucretia. God love you. God love you. Put a little heat lamp over you like touched by an angel. Let me go to Holly. Holly Morton once again in Josephine County. Hey, Holly, how you doing this morning? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing better. You know, I just can't help but say we've got to be very careful about who decides who's running. You know, we have a lobbyists who are choosing our candidates. And this didn't used to be such a big problem in the primary that I remember, but now problem.
Well, normally what would happen is that the parties in or the people in the party would choose their candidates, and then the lobbyists would get involved in the general election and throw their money at it. But now they're throwing money
right
in the primary, big time.
Huge money. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money they're throwing in at that point, and they're choreographing the whole thing. Okay, you run in this district and you run in that district. At least it sort of feels that way. The fact that people are running outside of their district and all those sorts of things. That they're saying, okay, this is how it's going to do. You're going to win here, you're going to win there, and then we'll be able to control this whole area.
Hmm.
And meanwhile, the Republican Party, they try to keep the Republican Party from weighing in on the primary. And we're saying, wait a minute, we're going to weigh in on the primary.
This is kind of concerning, though. I mean, I know that you weighed in with Noah Robinson, that you ended up having a vote there among your people, and you ended up voting for it. Isn't it just as unwise to have a local party picking a candidate too, though? What would you say to that?
It depends on how much vetting takes place. The average citizen doesn't have time to do the vetting. They may not have the opportunity to do the vetting. They may not know the candidates. But somebody's got to do the vetting. And you know that the lobbyists are going to do the vetting only for their own concern. So what the party needs to do and does do is actually interview these people, and they know them over a period of time, hopefully, if they're going to be bringing them forth as a candidate. But, you know, they get to know these people. They interview them. You know, in our case, we had a panel of people who interviewed candidates and, you know, asked them lots of different questions, sort of similar to the forums that you see, and try to drill down to see who's the best candidate over a period of time.
Okay.
And that's kind of incumbent upon them, because the average citizen, honestly, will call us and say, hey, what's up?
Well, they're crying for guidance. I get that. I really do. And what has concerned me, though, is that sometimes the parties are controlled by kind of our versions of the cabals. You know, the lobbies are in control of a lot of our parties. I recall, as an example, when now I had a dog in this fight because my wife was the campaign manager of Colleen Roberts, who, of course, has been Jackson County Commissioner for a number of years now. And
great.
When she was – and she's done a great job. When she was first running, the local party people didn't want to give her the time of day. And they did everything possible to you know, the chamber money goes to the other person. The, you know, party influence went to the other person, this, that, and the other. So she ended up, you know, beating that person in the primary still. But they put their – you know, their thumb on the scale back then. So I would be very careful. I would be very careful about local parties choosing, because they're not perfect either. There's a lot of blobby and interest in some of the local parties too.
Well, when we don't get a 2/3 vote for PCPs, then we don't endorse it. It's a pretty high bar to
get
PCPs to make a 2/3 vote. So in the case of, let's say, Ron Smith versus Nathan Gonzalez, we didn't weigh in on that because the PCPs didn't make a clear and decisive decision about who they thought would be the best candidate.
Okay.
But in a situation like Goodwin and versus Noah Robinson, it's a little different thing because we have somebody who's, you know, possibly not living in our district. It certainly appears not. And there are a number of different things. You look at a number of different things. This whole thing about the gun rights and all that.
I know. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, Douglas County Beacon, which must be the kind of the equivalent of the Oregon Eagle there. I guess that's the kind of paper it is. They endorsed Robinson over that situation, too. I thought that was interesting.
Right. Mm.
All right. Right. Holly, I appreciate the take on it. And thanks for calling, 770-5633. Let me grab a few more calls here before news time. Let me go to line one. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Bill, this is Kevin Christman calling in.
Kevin, welcome. What's going on?
I had heard that you've got listeners wanting to pick up signs for the Stop Bigger Government.
Yes.
And so there's several locations. If you go to the jcor.gop website, it gives all the information about it, and it gives also the locations. But the two other ones beside the old downtown office or headquarters where the Jackson County Republican Women's have taken over, they also have signs, but they're limited hours. But if you can go to 2001 Biddle Road is where American Rencher is.
Mm-hmm.
They carry signs. And
oh,
you can
good.
Also go to 221 North Central Avenue to the Medford Mailbox, and they also have signs there.
Okay, so Medford Mailbox has signs and American Rencher on Biddle. Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm glad to know that. Glad to know that. By the way, I just wanted to give you a real American salute, Kevin. Do you mind if I give you one of those?
Oh, okay. I would be honored, Bill.
The reason I'm doing this is that you have been so busy and doing yeoman's work out there behind the scenes and getting signs, getting people organized. I just think you've been doing a great job. And probably with very little credit being given, but both Linda and I were just really admiring what you know. You have the heart of a servant. Just wanted to say, hey, great job. Okay.
Oh, I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, you're very welcome. And you know, Kevin was one of those guys in which well, nobody's doing this, so someone's got to do it, so I guess I'm going to do it. And I admire that. I really do. Let me go to line three. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill. This is Brad.
Hey, Brad. How are you, buddy?
I have some incredible news for you.
What's that?
Well, the ALS, Slovenian Lives Matter, have researchers. We've discovered there's a subversive group that represent these university students. It's called ASO.
Okay, one more time. What's this group called?
Okay, ASSO. It stands for American Students Shouting Out. What we've discovered is that they have a lot of PhDs involved in their movement. And you know what that boils down to?
What's that?
Too many educated assholes.
I could just hear it coming. The ASSO. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that. Funny guy. All right. Speaking of which, we haven't done a dad joke this morning. We need to do that right now. And they're sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And with a name like Two Dogs Fab, you know you have a great sense of humor over there. So today's dad joke, why did Billy get fired from the banana factory? He kept throwing away the bent ones. RRR. There we go. TwoDogsFab.com. Submit your joke and maybe I'll share it on the air. By the way, Two Dogs, experts at metal fabrication, work in dump trailers, truck flatbeds and utility boxes, Venco, Venturo, cranes, booms and hoists. And they can build practically anything from metal yard art and figurines, a bear trap for the U.S. Forest Service. Yep, they've done that, by the way. Even tiger cages for Tiger Bob over in Cave Junction. Two Dogs Fab, Bryan Way, off Sage Road in Medford.